It's been said that it's the most complex board game in the world. And next Saturday at noon at the Maude Sullivan Gallery in the main public library, that's 501 North Oregon, my guest, UTEP student Miguel Chi, will be having an informational meeting about setting up an El Paso Go Club. Welcome, Miguel. It's so good to have you here. I've begun doing a little reading, and you've got me hooked. This is absolutely fascinating. I'm not sure I'm smart enough to play Go.
I'm pretty sure everybody is smart enough. Even four-year-olds are smart enough to play Go. It's quite simple, yet it's very complex in its strategy.
Tell me a little bit about the background of Go. How old is this game?
It is thought that it was created around 2,000 years ago, some people say 3,000 years ago.
Give or take.
Give or
century,
take, yeah.
A few centuries. Where?
It was created in China, supposedly by Emperor Yao. After its creation, it was spread into Korea and then Japan. But it was until 1900s that it was spread to the West.
Okay.
Especially in Germany.
Interesting.
Edward Lasker, which was a grandmaster, I believe, in chess, knew this game. And then Edward Lasker visited the USA.
So he brought it
he
to
brought
us.
It, yeah,
and now,
early in the 1900s.
So we have the American Go Association and then a foundation also in El Paso.
The foundation is mainly to spread the
Okay. Fascinating website that is, I believe, at usgo.org.
That
gives good information. In fact, so much information that I feel overwhelmed in the amount of time we have. And you say it's simple, and yet this game is considered incredibly complex. And it even is credited with increasing the IQ of those who play it on a regular basis.
Absolutely, yes. Actually, there's a study by a Korean professor by the last name of Kwon from the Seoul National University Hospital. He studied Go students that have been practicing for at least 10 years. And with methods of brain imaging, like
scans,
diffusion tensor imaging and MRIs,
yes,
he found that there's more developed connectivity between front lobe, the limbic system, and subcortex.
I'm afraid I would play this and it would be a flat line for a while until... Describe the pieces or the elements involved in physically playing Go.
Go is played in a board. We start with an empty board. The board has a grid. It can be a 9x9 grid, a 13x13, or 19x19, which is a beautiful thing because the smaller grids are for beginners. And the professional board, which is the 19x19, is for more advanced players.
Yes.
But we start the game with an empty board, and each turn a player adds a stone.
And
they are just stones, white and black stones.
Oh, and even the stones have a story to them as far as what they're made of, how they're formed, how you pick them up.
Yes, of course.
All these details.
You've done your research well.
Oh, yes, I'm telling you. It was fascinating. There's a very specific protocol for picking up the stone, placing it. And then I love the fact that the black stones and the white stones, because the white ones appear larger, the black ones are actually made slightly larger to correct that optical illusion.
Yes.
I mean, the detail addressed in this game, I love the fact that it's described as a non-chance combinational game with perfect information. My brain smokes when I think of the mathematical interpretations of the game, and yet you say it's simple. What's the object of the game?
The object of the game is surround territory with the stones. It does involve some combats where you can capture a stone or a group of stones. But the main object is surround territory. The player who has more territory wins at the end of the game.
Now, on next Saturday at noon at the Maude Sullivan Gallery in the main public library downtown, you're going to be introducing the game, giving some basic information, and trying to start basically an El Paso Go Club. You've also established a special email at epgoclub@gmail.com. And you've established a Facebook page surrounding the possibilities for this El Paso Go Club.
Yes.
Good
luck. But all the information is there.
All right. Well, I encourage our listeners to attend the informational meeting and to check it out beforehand. So have some good questions they can ask you when they get there.
Yes, this invitation is for especially for children because it's very good for them, for their growth and for their brain development. But it's for everybody. Children can come with their parents and parents can stay there.
Yes. Well, it'd be a neat family game.
Of course.
Excellent.
Students, martial artists. Because the mindset when you're playing the game, it's kind of very similar to the martial artist.
Oh, now you've really got me further interested. We're going to have you back
of
later
course.
On as this club evolves. I'd love for you to come in with maybe some of your members and talk
Absolutely.
To us again.
Absolutely.
Thank you. My guest, Michael Chi, a UTEP student who is hopefully going to be the founder very soon of the El Paso Go Club.
Thank you.